ଦେହରାଜୁଆନ ପୂଜାରୀ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଯେ ପୂଜାରୀ ହିଜ ନେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର ଭେରି ଓଲ୍ଡ ମ୍ୟାନ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଚାଇଲ୍ଡହୁଡ୍ ହିଜ୍ ମେନ୍ ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଟୁ ଡୁ ସିଂହାର ଡେକୋରେଟିଂ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ଏ ପୁରୀ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଡଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଲିଭ୍ ଇନ୍ ପୁରୀ ୟୁଜ୍ ଟୁ ଲିଭ୍ ଇନ୍ କଟକ ବଟ୍ ସମଟାଇମ୍ସ ପୁରୀ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ କମ୍ସ ଟୁ ଟେକ୍ ଦର୍ଶନ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଡେଇଟିଜ୍ ସୋ ୱାନ୍ ଅର୍ଲି ମର୍ଣ୍ଣିଂ ଦିସ୍ ପୂଜାରୀ ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର ସୋ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଡେକୋରେଟିଂ ଦି ଡେଇଟି ଡ୍ରେସିଂ ଦି ଡେଇଟିଜ୍ ଦେନ୍ ସମ୍ବଡ଼ି ଟୋଲ୍ ୟୁ ନୋ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଇଜ୍ କମିଂ ଟୁ ଟେକ୍ ଦର୍ଶନ ନାଓ ସୋ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଗଟ୍ ଭେରି ୱରି ନା ଡେଇଟି ଡେକୋରେସନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଫିନିଶ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱେନ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ୱିଲ୍ କମ୍ ଟୁ ଟେକ୍ ଦର୍ଶନ ଦେନ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଆସ୍କ ଫର୍ ସମ୍ ପ୍ରସାଦ ସୋ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ସମ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ପ୍ରସାଦ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଡ୍ ନୋ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ସୋ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଡିଡ୍ ହି ହାଡ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ସୋ ହି ଟୁକ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗେ ପୁଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଅନ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ନେକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ୱେରିଂ ସୋ ହି ଗେଭ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଦେନ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ କେମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଟୁକ୍ ଦର୍ଶନ ଅଫ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଅଫର୍ ଡିଜ୍ ଓବେସେନ୍ସେସ୍ ପ୍ରେୟର୍ସ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଆସ୍କ ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର ଇଜ୍ ଦେର୍ ଏନି ପ୍ରସାଦ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ଗିଭ୍ ମି ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ପ୍ରସାଦ ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର ଟୁକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସେଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ପ୍ରସାଦ ଦେନ୍ ହି ପୁଟ୍ ଇନ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ନେକ୍ ଦ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଭେରି ହାପି ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ ଦି ପ୍ରସାଦ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱେଣ୍ଟ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ ପ୍ୟାଲେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ସ୍ମେଲିଂ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲୁକିଂ ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫୁଲ୍ ଜୁଇ ଫ୍ଲାୱାର୍ସ ଭେରି ହ୍ୱାଇଟ୍ ବ୍ରାଇଟ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇଟ୍ ଫ୍ଲାୱାର୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ଲୁକିଂ ଲୁକିଂ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଫାଉଣ୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲଙ୍ଗ୍ ବ୍ଲାକ୍ ହେୟାର୍ ଦି ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ସୋ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଗଟ୍ ସର୍ପ୍ରାଇଜ୍ ହାଉ ଇଜ୍ ହେୟାର୍ କେମ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଦେନ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟୁଡ୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଜ୍ ନୋ ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେୟାର୍ ହାଉ ଇଜ୍ ହେୟାର୍ କେମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମିନ୍ସ ହି ସମ୍ବଡ଼ି ମଷ୍ଟ ୱେରିଂ ବିଫୋର୍ ହି ଅଫର୍ ଟୁ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ସୋ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ଓକେ କଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପୂଜାରୀ ହିୟର୍ କଲ୍ ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର କେମ୍ ଦେନ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଓ ମହାପାତ୍ରେ ଆଇ ଫାଉଣ୍ଡ ୱାନ୍ ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ସାର୍କାଷ୍ଟିକାଲି ହି ସେଡ୍ ହାଉ ଲଙ୍ଗ୍ ବିଫୋର୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଜ୍ ଡେଭଲପ୍ଡ ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେୟାର୍ ଦେନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମହାପାତ୍ର ବିକମ୍ ସୋ ସ୍କେୟର୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଫିୟର୍ ହି ଜଷ୍ଟ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ହିଜ୍ ମାଉଥ୍ କେମ୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ୟୁ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ନୋ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ନଟ୍ ସିନ୍ ଲଙ୍ଗ୍ ବିଫୋର୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଜ୍ ଡେଭଲପ୍ଡ ହେୟାର୍ସ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେଡ୍ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଉଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଫିୟର୍ ହି ସେଡ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦିସ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ବିକମ୍ ମୋର୍ ଆଙ୍ଗ୍ରି ବଟ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଜୋକିଂ ୱିଥ୍ ମି ଫାଷ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଅଲ୍ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଡନ୍ ଏ ମିଷ୍ଟେକ୍ ୟୁଜିଂ ୟୋର୍ ଓନ୍ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଟୁ ପୁଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଅନ୍ ଟୁ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସେଇଂ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଜ୍ ଡେଭଲପ୍ଡ ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଓକେ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଜ୍ ଡେଭଲପ୍ଡ ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଟୁମର ମର୍ଣ୍ଣିଂ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ଗୋ ବେଟର୍ ୟୁ ସୋ ମି ଦଟ୍ ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଇଫ୍ ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ସି ଏନି ହେୟାର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହେଡ୍ ୟୁ ବି କିକ୍ଡ ଆଉଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ କଣ୍ଟ୍ରି ଅଦରୱାଇଜ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ କିଲ୍ ୟୁ ଦେନ୍ ହେଭି ଷ୍ଟ୍ରଙ୍ଗ୍ ଅର୍ଡର୍ ଦେନ୍ ତଲିଛା ମହାପାତ୍ର ଗୋଟେ ଭେରି ୱରିଡ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ହି ନୋ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହାଜ୍ ନୋ ହେୟାର୍ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଲାଇଡ୍ ସୋ ଦେନ୍ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଟେମ୍ପଲ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଡି ପୂଜା ଟୁ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ସେ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ହାପନ୍ ଆଇ ସର୍ଭ ୟୁ ହୋଲ୍ ଲାଇଫ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ମାଇ ମିଷ୍ଟେକ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୟୁର୍ ମିଷ୍ଟେକ୍ ସେ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ପୁଟ୍ ଏ ଅନ୍କ୍ୱାଲିଫାଇଡ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ମି ଟୁ ସର୍ଭ ୟୁ ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ନଟ୍ କ୍ୱାଲିଫାଇଡ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଟୁ ସର୍ଭ ୟୁ ଆଇ ଡିଡ୍ ବିଗ୍ ମିଷ୍ଟେକ୍ ବାଇ ପୁଟିଂ ମାଇ ଗାର୍ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଅନ୍ ୟୋର୍ ନେକ୍ ବଟ୍ ହାଉ ଏଭର୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇଫ୍ ଆଇ ଡୁ ସମ୍ ମିଷ୍ଟେକ୍ ୟୁ ପନିଶ୍ ମି ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ ୟୁ ବଟ୍ ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ୱାଣ୍ଟ୍ ଟୁ ପନିଶ୍ ବାଇ ଦିସ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଫ୍ଟର୍ ସର୍ଭିଂ ହୋଲ୍ ମାଇ ଲାଇଫ୍ ସୋ ଆଇ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ଆକ୍ସେପ୍ଟ ଏନି ପନିଶ୍ମେଣ୍ଟ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦି କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଆକର୍ଡିଂ ଟୁ ବେଦିକ୍ ରୁଲ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ପନିଶ୍ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମଣ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଡୁ ସମ୍ ସିନ୍ଫୁଲ୍ ଆକ୍ଟିଭିଟିଜ୍ ଆକର୍ଡିଂ ଟୁ ସ୍କ୍ରିପ୍ଚର୍ ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ପନିଶ୍ ବାଇ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦେନ୍ ୟମରାଜ ୱିଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ପନିଶ୍ ଆସ୍ ବଟ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ପନିଶ୍ ଟୁ ଏ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମଣ ଦେନ୍ ଇ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମଣ କମିଟ୍ ସମ୍ ସିନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ହାପନ୍ ଇ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମଣ ୱିଲ୍ କମିଟ୍ ସମ୍ ସିନ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ଗୋ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଟେଲ୍ ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ ଗୁରୁ ଇ ବି ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ ଗୁରୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗୁରୁ ୱିଲ୍ ଗିଭ୍ ପନିଶ୍ମେଣ୍ଟ ଦେନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଗୁଡ୍ ଫର୍ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମଣ ଦେନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ତଲିଶା ମହାପାତ୍ର ହି ପ୍ରେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଫ୍ ହି ୟୁ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଡୁ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ନୋ ପ୍ରୋବ୍ଲେମ୍ ବଟ୍ ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ୱାଣ୍ଟ୍ ଟୁ ବି ପନିଶ୍ଡ ବାଇ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ସୋ ହି ଲକ୍ଡ୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଡୋର୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ସ୍ଲିପ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ହି ସେଡ୍ ହି ଟୁକ୍ ୱାନ୍ କପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପଏଜନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କେପ୍ଟ ୱିଥ୍ ହିମ୍ ହି ସେ ଲର୍ଡ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଇ ବାଇ ଟୁମରୋ ମର୍ଣ୍ଣିଂ ୟୁ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଡୁ ଟୁ ସର୍ଟ ଆଉଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପ୍ରୋବ୍ଲେମ୍ ବିଫୋର୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ କମ୍ ଟୁ ମି ଆଲ୍ ଡ୍ରିଙ୍କ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପଏଜନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଲ୍ କିଲ୍ ମାଇ ସେଲ୍ଫ ବଟ୍ ଆଇ ୱିଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି ପନିଶ୍ଡ ବାଇ ଦିସ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଡିଡ୍ ନଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ସ୍ଲିପ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଡିଭୋଟି ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଡିଭୋଟି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ସ୍ଲିପ୍ ୱିଦାଉଟ୍ ଇଟିଂ ଏନିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ହାଉ ଲର୍ଡ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହାଉ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ହି ସ୍ଲିପ୍ ପିସ୍ଫୁଲି ଦେନ୍ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ କୁଡ୍ ନଟ୍ ସ୍ଲିପ୍ ପିସ୍ଫୁଲି Then Jagannath came. Jagannath came to Talitha Mahapatra. Oh, my dear devotee, why are you worried? What is the problem? Then Talitha Mahapatra said, tomorrow morning king will come to see. Due to fear, I told him that you have hair on your head, but actually you have no hair on your head. When king will come and see there is no hair, then he will kill me. So that's better, I will kill myself before that. Then Lord Jagannath said, how can you think I have no hair on my head? Say, I know you have no hair. And Jagannath saying, you are created by me, you have hair on your head. So how I have no hair on my head? I have so many hair on my head. Tomorrow early morning, before sun rises, you come 2 hours before sunrise, you will see on my head there's beautiful hairs there. Then Pujari was very happy. So he went to sleep peacefully. Then 2 hours before sunrise, he woke up, he took bath, changed his cloth, and he went to the temple. And when he opened the temple door, he found Lord Jagannath's long hair, long beautiful black hair, and so much nice smell, oil, foot oil, and decorated with flowers. And that hair is touching all the up the ground of the Singha, Ratna Singhasan. And Pujari was very happy. Oh, no problem. Jagannath has hair. So he is doing his kuva service, cleaning pots, this, that. And as soon as sun rises, the king came, very angry. Because king knows Jagannath has no hair, and this Pujari has bluffed him. But Pujari, he doesn't care, he's peaceful because he knows Jagannath has hair now. Then king said, oh, Mahapatre, show me where your Lord Jagannath has developed hair. The Pujari does not care. He said, why I have to show you? You go and see yourself behind Lord Jagannath, whether he has hair or not. Then he is cleaning his pot sitting. Then king went behind Lord Jagannath. He was surprised to see Lord Jagannath long hair, black, long hair, nice smell coming, nice decorated flowers. So when the king saw, then king could not believe how Jagannath can have hair. Then king said, oh, last night, you must have put some false hair with glue on Jagannath's hair. Then he became more angry. How can you dare to do like this? Huh? You are putting glue on Jagannath's hair and putting some false hair. When king saw that, he became so angry. Then Pujari said, no, this is real hair. My dear king, it's real hair. Lord Jagannath has developed. I didn't put any false hair. You can see it. You can check and see it. So king was checking whether this real hair or not. So he is checking, he was sure this is not real hair. Must be some false hair been put. Then what he did, he thought must have put some wigs night time. So he took a few hairs and he pulled the hairs. And when he pulled the hairs, the few hairs came and some blood came from Jagannath's head. And when Jagannath's blood came, then the king saw, wow, I did such a great offense on the lotus feet of Jagannath. Then he fainted there. On the ground, he fainted there. And after some time, when he came to consciousness, then Pujari and the king, they both went and prayed Lord Jagannath, oh, our dear Lord, we did great mistake, this, that. Then Lord Jagannath told to king, then don't doubt my devotee anymore. Whatever my devotee say, if that is not happening, I will make it happen. Whatever I say, that does not happen. But what my devotee say, that will happen. If my devotee say, I have hair, I have hair. My devotee say, I have no hair, I have no hair. Whatever my devotee will say, that is correct, just like in South India. What is that? I think Gurubayur temple. Gurubayur temple, you had one Narayan Bhatta. Narayan Bhatta writing Bhagavatam. A great scholarly personality, knows all Sanskrit. He was such a great scholarly personality, he was writing Srimad Bhagavatam. That Gurubayur, Lord would sit in front of him and he would ask while writing Kurma Avatar, then Varaha, he would ask, oh my Lord, did you appear as Kurma Avatar? He would confirm, yes, I appeared, then he would write. Everything he would confirm with Lord, then he would write. Very Sanskrit great scholar. Then every day he used to go take darshan of Gurubayur. So Gurubayur, he had one devotee from village. So he used to come take darshan and chant some Vishnu Sahasranam or something like that. So one day he was chanting, and next to him this Narayan Bhatta, great scholarly person, was standing. Then while he was chanting, there is some word, the Lord Vishnu is known as Amarapati. So this person, by mistake, he doesn't know Hari Sanskrit. He was telling the Lord as Marapati. He is not telling Amarapati, he is Marapati, he is pronounced Marapati. And Sanskrit scholar is standing next to him, Narayan Bhatta. He is feeling very awkward and he got very angry. You fool, you don't know how to pray Lord. And Lord is Amarapati. Amarapati means the Lord of the demigods. And you are addressing as Marapati. Is he master of a tree? Marapati. Then he got very angry and he threw him out. Because he is very powerful personality, big pandit. And who cares these villagers? Then he was thrown off out of the temple. And he felt very sad to be thrown out of the temple. And he was praying to Guru Bhai Lord. The next day, the Lord appeared to this Bhatta, Narayan Bhatta. Then what do you think? You are a big scholarly personality. You throw my devotee because he is praying as Marapati. And you know better than my devotee. You are saying, I am Amarapati. I am the pati of all the demigods. So who is Marapati? You are Marapati? Are you Marapati? I am Amarapati, I am Marapati also. I am both, everything. I am pati of, pati means, you know, master. I am master for everything. So he is saying, I am Marapati, that also correct. Otherwise you think, I am not Marapati, I am not pati of the trees. Then he manifested a tree form, and Narayan is there, he manifested. So in this word devotee, then Lord Jagannath was told, whatever my devotee says, I run according to my devotee. Everything runs according to my desire, but I run according to my devotee. For serving a Lord, there is no specific process, rules and regulations. But whatever the devotees they establish, I have seen in Orissa, there are some area, the month of Baisakh is too hot, then they will serve the deity some rice, they will put water, rice in water, and they will serve that, because deity feeling very hot. They will take a summer season, they will put deity inside the well to make him cool. Winter season, they will take him on the roof. So like this, different bhava, actually we think, oh, we become very shuddha, we take Brahman initiation, cook very nicely, chant mantras, then Lord Vishnu will accept. But who knows, Lord Vishnu is accepting or not. But we know for sure, Ramchandra is going through forest, the Savari, she is not Brahman, she was not clean, rather she was eating something, and her remnants she has given to Ramchandra. And Ramchandra was eating very peacefully, very gladly. And we are very shuddha, Brahman initiated, sitting like this, pushing this nose, that nose, so much mantra chanting, who knows whether Lord eating or not eating. Nobody knows. So in this way, Lord proved that my devotee is the best. Whatever my devotee will do, that is the best. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, he has many sweet pastimes. So one pastimes Lord Jagannath had with Lakshmi Devi. Did I tell this pastimes? This special pastime with Lakshmi, Mother Lakshmi he had. This very famous pastime, all over Orissa, everybody knows. Every Thursday in specific month, I read this when I was a small boy in my house. Every Thursday we sing this pastime. So Lord Jagannath, you know, Lord Jagannath and Baladev used to stay in Sri Mandir. Sri Mandir, Sri means Lakshmi. Jagannath temple is known as Sri Mandir. So Lakshmi Devi, she is very fond of her devotee. And Lakshmi Devi also does not care or low caste or high caste. It is a belief in Orissa. Whoever keeps their house neat and clean, everything, Lakshmi Devi gets attracted to go there. That's on Thursday, they will clean the house and decorate everything nice to welcome Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi used to go to one Chandal's house. No, Chandal. One Chandal house. Chandaloni. His wife was very devoted to Lakshmi Devi. Then she used to go time to time. So once Baladev, he came to know that Lakshmi Devi going to one Chandal's house. Then Baladev told Jagannath, your wife going to Chandal's house and again coming to Sri Mandir, It's not good. Tell your wife Lakshmi Devi not to go to Chandala's house. In Orissa, we have a system. The ladies, they cannot come in front of the elder brother of their husband. Very respectful. They can't see their face even it. So Baladeva told Jagannath, you please tell Lakshmi Devi not to go to Chandala's house. Then Baladeva went and told Lakshmi, my brother saying you can't go to Chandala's house. Lakshmi Devi said, how can't I go? They are my devotee. I have to go to their house. Then Balaram said, okay, if she will go to her devotee's house, then she is not allowed anywhere in this temple. And she has to stay outside. Then Jagannath is so obedient to his brother. So he also went and told Lakshmi Devi, I am very sorry that you have to go out of the temple. You are not allowed my brother to stay in this temple. Lakshmi Devi said, okay, I have no problem. If your brother does not allow, I will go stay out with my devotees. Then Lakshmi Devi, she left temple. Next morning, Jagannath and Baladev, they got up and washed their face and took bath ready. Waiting, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, no breakfast coming. Baladev asking Jagannath, what happened? No breakfast. Because Jagannath Baladev, they are so fond of eating. Actually, when Jagannath Baladev deity manifested, the Indradyumna king asked for 3 boons. Out of 3 boons, 1 boon was that you please bless me, that I will have no son, to claim that this temple is my temple. The another boon was that you give me blessing that you will eat and you will wash your hand. Before your hand dry, again you have to eat. No, whole day you have to eat. And every day only 3 hours you will sleep and people will come and take your darshan. So that means, just imagine how they eat. Every hour they must be eating, every half an hour. And up to 9 o'clock, nothing coming to their plate. So Baladeva asking Jagannath, where is your breakfast? Jagannath saying, oh, breakfast? What breakfast? There is no Lakshmi. Who will make your breakfast? Then Baladeva saying, oh, if there is no Lakshmi, we will go, we will prepare our breakfast, no problem. So Baladeva and Jagannath, they went to kitchen room, that big kitchen room, big ovens there. When they entered the kitchen room, they found all the ovens are broken. And everything, when Lakshmi Devi left the temple, all her associates, they become very angry and they broke everything in the kitchen room and make everything big mess over there, and they left the temple. Then Jagannath Baladeva saying, okay, no problem. Let us go to store room. We'll bring something and cook, prepare our food. And when they entered the storeroom is empty. Lakshmi left. Lakshmi left means all the opulence also left with Lakshmi Devi. And Jagannath Baladev, they are very hungry. So what to do? What they will eat? Then Baladev saying, Jagannath, we are very hungry. Let us go and beg something. We should go beg house to house. We are very hungry. So though this sounds very strange, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being Lakshmipati, he has to be a beggar. So that is his pastimes. He enjoys sometimes being Lakshmipati. He also takes the role of a beggar and go house to beg. So Baladev and Jagannath, they took form of 2 brahmanas. And they are going house to beg. But wherever they are going, anybody see them from the distance, they say, oh, you guys are devoid of Lakshmi. Then some people, in Orissa, they say Lakhi Chada. Lakhi Chada means Lakhi are giving you up. They don't give any, hey, get out from here. Somehow they are looking like that. They don't know Jagannath Baladev. But they are looking something like that. Anywhere they would go, they would not treat them nicely, kick them out of the place. So they went house to house, nobody giving them any food. Then Baladev saying, oh, we are so thirsty. Let us go drink some water from the pond. Then both the brothers, they went to drink some water from the pond. Then what happened? Now all the waters from the pond disappeared. They could not drink. So very thirsty, by the order of Lakshmi Devi, and sun has become very hot, and there is hot sand. They are walking and their feet is burning and hot. Then Baladev said, at least let us go take some leaves from the trees. And they went, whichever trees they were going to take some green leaves, the leaves were drying immediately also. So wherever they are going, they are not getting anything. Then finally going at one place, they found one lady. She is coming out of a temple holding a plate, some khai, some pop rice offered prasadam bringing. Then Jagannath Baladev asked, if we can get something, we are very hungry, if we can get something to eat. Then this lady, some other, she did not kick them out, she had developed some compassion. Okay, you are hungry, please take. She was holding the plate, she was just about to take some pop rice and give to Jagannath Baladev. And immediately, a big wind came, huge wind blew and took all the pop rice, all the pop rice gone. So nothing to eat. And Jagannath Baladev, very, very hungry, what to do? Then finally they asked, can you tell, they asked some people, is there anybody that we two brahmanas from the morning have not eaten anything? Any data, any donor is there who can feed us something? Then somebody said, yes, yes, there is a village. In that village, there is a very charitable personality. Whoever goes, he gives in charity. If you go, he can give you some food. Then what is that village? Well, that is the village of all chandalas stay there. Then Baladev said, Jagannath, let us go. Then they said, what, let us go? The chandalas village. Are chandalas village, we are very hungry now. Oh, let us go to that chandalas village also. So then they went in chandalas village. There is a particular house, Siya Chandal in his house. And Jagannath Baladev reached there. He said, we are very hungry. We brahmanas want to eat something. Then Chandaluni said, oh, no problem. We have rice, dal, sabji. Please sit down. We will serve you now. He said, no, we are brahman. We cook ourselves. We will cook ourselves, then we will eat. Then Chandaluni said, oh, no problem. I will arrange oven for you, wood, and rice, dal, oil. You please cook and you eat. Then Baladev, then they brought rice, dal, everything. Clay pot, water, everything arranged. Then Baladev told Jagannath, now you start cooking. I am going to take bath. When I come back, then you will eat. Jagannath said, okay, you go take bath, I will prepare everything. Then Baladev went to take bath. Jagannath, before cooking, he put the clay pot, water, rice, sabji, everything into it. Then he set fire into the wood. And he tried to set fire into the wood. And the fire would not catch even it. The wood would not catch fire. Because Lakshmi Deva has instructed Agni Devata that you don't work there. And everybody listening, Lakshmi Deva is saying, Surya Devata, Lakshmi Dendi, Varuna Devata, Aswara Jagannath Baladev come, you should disappear from there. And he told the Agni Devata, be careful when Jagannath will set fire, you don't go there. So Agni Devata was so scared that he didn't appear. Jagannath sitting there, nothing cooked. Then Baladev came after taking bath, thinking now everything is ready, very hungry, I love nice food. Then Jagannath, everything is ready. Then Jagannath said, what ready? I can't set fire in it, what ready? Then Baladev said, yeah, you are useless. You don't know, even if you're setting fire, you don't know how to do it. Okay, you go, I will do now. Then Baladev, he put his cloth up, and he took a gamcha tying on his waist. So I will cook now. Then Baladev put all rice, dal, sabji on the oven, everything. Then he tried to set fire. So when he was trying to set fire, then little smoke came. Then Baladev was thinking, oh, now, good, you could not do this. Now I am setting fire. But when smoke came, only smoke came, no fire came. And so much smoke came, the whole house got filled with smoke. And Baladev, Jagannath, from their nose, from their mouth, there's all tears coming from their eyes, from nose, water's coming. And Baladev, Jagannath got so suffocated. And Baladev got so angry. He's trying to set fire, fire is not setting. He got so angry. Then he took a big piece of wood and he broke that clay pot, that water he has right or something. Everything went to the oven. So then what to do now? Very hungry. Then Baladev was saying, Jagannath, now what to do? You please tell them to cook for us. Jagannath saying, what cook for them? Chandal, how can you say? I said, Jagannath, he knows everything. Jagannath said, my dear brother, we said that chandal house, how can we eat? Then Baladev, we are very hungry, what chandal? Tell them, they should clean everything nicely. They should take bath. Clean everything nicely because we are Brahman and very nicely they should cook for us. Then Jagannath told, okay, He should clean everything nicely, take bath and cook for us. Then they cooked, all items were cooked. Then they told, okay, everything ready. Jagannath Baladev, they sat down. When they sat down, then they're serving rice, dal, sabji. And Baladev, Jagannath talking to each other, oh, Jagannath, so tasty. Then Jagannath, yes, yes, very tasty. And Baladev saying, it tastes like cooked by Lakshmi Devi. So very peacefully they're eating. When they're eating, at the end, one special cake came. There's one poda pitha. Special cake they make burning in the oven. So when that cake came, and both the brothers are talking to each other, Jagannath, how these people they know we eat? Because in your temple only Lakshmi Devi knows that we eat at the end of our meal. How these people know these things? Lakshmi Devi must be staying here. So they're talking like each other. So they ate after eating, then they told, okay, we will bless everybody, please bring everybody here. All your people staying in your house lady, everybody will bless. Then when they bring everybody, then there the Lakshmi Devi came also. Then Baladeva told Jagannath, you please go and fall at his feet, at least catch hold of her hand and beg forgiveness. Tell her, please come back to our temple. We will never tell her to go out of our temple. We have got a good lesson by kicking her out of our temple. Please tell her to come back. Then Jagannath went and spoke to Lakshmi Devi, pacified her, got hold of her hand and brought her back to Jagannath's temple. So nowadays still also they have a pastime when Jagannath Rath Yatra takes place. Jagannath will tell, whenever Jagannath goes out, he has to take permission from Lakshmi Devi. He tells Lakshmi Devi, I'm just going for 1 or 2 days, I'll come back very soon. Then with Balaram and Subhadra, Jagannath will leave temple. And Lakshmi Devi will be waiting 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Not Jagannath not returning. Where did he go? So on 5th day, then he will go. What day is that? Hera Panchami. On Hera Panchami day, now the Pandas will carry Lakshmi Devi and the palanquin. And Lakshmi Devi very angry. Where did Jagannath go? He told him within 1 or 2 days he will come back. Now 5 days gone. With brother and his sister he went. He did not take me with him. Where he has gone? Very angry mood he will go. One panda will go, carrying, many pandas will be carrying Lakshmi Devi. And they will go to Gundicha, where Jagannath Baladev Subhadra chariot is there. And Lakshmi Devi becoming very angry. So one panda will go on behalf of Lakshmi Devi. And he will break one wheel of Lord Jagannath's chariot. Because she cannot do anything to Balaram or to Subhadra. Because very angry, he will break one chariot, wheel of Lord Jagannath. Very angry, he will come back to the temple. And she will wait. Okay, let him come back. I will give him a lesson this time. On the return Rath day, then there is a Chahani Mandap. There is a platform next to Singhadwar, where Lakshmi Devi will come and will look where he is coming, when he is coming. So she will be looking on the Ekadasi day or Dadasi day. So they will bring Baladev. First Baladev will enter into the temple. Then Subhadra will enter into the temple. When Jagannath will come, so all the pandas on behalf of Lakshmi Devi, they will go rush and they will close the door of the main gate of the single lion's gate. Then the pandas of Jagannath other side, they will go all outside. Then they will be all scolding, hey, why don't you open this temple? This temple is belongs to Jagannath. Say, no, this belongs to Lakshmi Devi. You get out from here. And there will be both groups will rebuking each other. Then Lakshmi Devi will tell, once I went to my devotee house, you kicked me out of the temple. So now I don't allow you also today to my temple. You stay out there. Then Jagannath will beg apology. No, no, I did a big mistake. Please forgive me. I will never do like this. And after long prayers, then Lakshmi Devi will say, okay. Then he will be happy. Then she will open the door. Then Lord Jagannath will enter. So like this, even if Jagannath is there in his deity form, he has many sweet pastimes also going on. So many people, they do not understand. They think, oh, it's deity, what they do, what they not do. So no, even deity form, the devotees, they arrange all the sweet pastimes. His Lord himself, there are so many pastimes has happened. How Lord personally deal, come out of the temple. Actually, nowadays, they don't allow outcast people inside the temple. But if we see the history, always Jagannath come out of the temple to help his devotee. It is not necessary that we have to go inside the temple. And the Puri Pandas are so orthodox. How to speak of others? They don't allow ISKCON devotees also. Because they think, oh, they are all Westerners. They don't allow. I don't know, that there must be so many Muslims must be going inside. How can you recognize? But somebody become devotee, you cannot go inside. If you are non-devotee, no problem. They don't understand, they are allowed. And these guys are so orthodox. I have heard, even if this temple belongs to the Puri king, as one king, Ramchandra Dev, it happened he had married one Muslim girl. Because he married a Muslim girl, they did not allow him also inside the temple. Why he married a Muslim girl? So after that, then how the king will take darshan of Jagannath? So after that, they put on Patita Bhavan Murti. If you go to Jagannath Puri, you stand in front of the Singhadwar, and right hand side you will see beautiful Jagannath deity is there on the wall. So anybody, they are not allowed to go inside. So Lord Jagannath is standing there at the doorstep to give darshan. He is known as Patita Bhavan. Jai Bhagavan Patita Bhavan ki.
Jai.
Jagannath Balade Subhadra Devi ki.
Jai.
Gaur Premanande.
Jai.
Have any question about Jagannath or Jagannath Puri? How many of you have been to Jagannath Puri? Many have not been to Jagannath Puri. Many they don't know. Now only by Prabhupada's mercy, people in America, Europe, German, Japan, everywhere they know Jagannath. In Russia, we have 100 places they do Rath Yatra. In Russia, even in Bahrain, they are doing Rath Yatra. What to speak of, right? In Dubai, all in the whole world, all big city, main street. In Washington, in Independence, on Independence Street, Washington main street, on Independence Day, in that procession, we'll have Rath Yatra. And 3 years of Rath Yatra got the first prize in that procession in Washington. In New York, Fifth Avenue is the world's best, richest street. And they closed the street for this Rath Yatra. Can you imagine? Trafalgar Square, some very famous square in London. And that's some...
Trafalgar.
Yes, that street also Rath Yatra. In Sydney, in Melbourne, in Boston, every city in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, on sea beach, the more people than India, Rath Yatra is there. Once I was in, long before, I was there in Los Angeles, the more people than Indian Rath Yatra, not Puri Rath Yatra, but other cities Rath Yatra. So like this, Jagannath's glory is spreading all over the world. The Russia people, they are not accepting Krishna. They are not accepting existence of God. They are so fond of Lord Jagannath. They are having Rath Yatra. In Moscow, having Rath Yatra. Many cities, now they are having Rath Yatra. Now we are so fortunate in Moscow, government has given us a land, 3-acre land and city center to build Jagannath temple there in the heart of the Moscow city. So now Jagannath is becoming famous all over the world. But very sad news, many people in India, they don't know about Jagannath. Yes. Many people in India, I went to Bangladesh, India, I preach, I go, they have not seen Jagannath deity even. Might have heard, but many they have not, even Andhra people, they don't know Jagannath.
They don't know
Chaitanya, even if they know Chaitanya, they know some Santa, Santa Tukaram, Nanak, or some Chaitanya Santa there. They don't know, so lot of preaching is necessary, we have to preach the glories of Lord Jagannath. Otherwise, whole world will know Jagannath, be delivered, and Indians will stay behind. They will know Lenin, Marx, everybody. They will not know Jagannath. So that's why whenever you go back to your place, so you have to preach about Lord Jagannath.
Maharaj, can you just tell at least one pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Ji?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what pastimes? There is pastimes like Rath Yatra pastimes, not directly with Jagannath, because he is Jagannath himself. Chaitanya is...
Yeah,
When Jagannath came first time, entered in the temple, he fainted there. Now he was trying to climb on Jagannath's Singhasan. And then he fainted there. So the Pandas, they don't know who is this guy. They were attacking, then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya protected. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understood he is not ordinary personality. And from that day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never go close to the deities. He would stay far behind. Then he would stand behind this Garuda Stamba. And once he was standing, putting his finger on the wall, and by his devotion, the stone melted. If you now you go, that finger, three fingerprint is there. The footprint they removed from there, and outside the temple, the small temple they have kept there. And Alarnath also, he went to Alarnath. He offered his obeisances to Alarnath. The whole body print, by his devotion, even the stone started to melt to Alarnath. Alarnath deity, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, for 15 days, Jagannath would have fever past times. He would have fever past times. One nice incident happened once when Alwar came from South India, thinking that Param Brahma has manifested in Puri, I'll take darshan. Then he came to Puri. That time, Puri Pandas, they had closed the door, saying, our Lord having fever. Then the Alwar said, I'll take darshan of Jagannath. Said, no, our Jagannath is having fever. Said, what fever? Bhagavan never having fever. No, our Bhagavan is having fever. Then we cannot allow you to take darshan. So Alwar was feeling so much separation that I cannot take darshan of the Lord. And what is the use of my life? And I should commit suicide. Then thinking like this, this Alwar was walking through the forest. That time everything was forest, there was no city. So the forest, he was walking to the south side to enter into the ocean and commit suicide. Then Lord Jagannath realized my devotee is going to commit suicide because he cannot take my darshan. But same time, I have this fever past time also. So he told Hanuman, you please go and tell this Alwar that he should believe that I am having this fever past time and he should wait. Then Hanuman followed this Alwar in the middle of the forest. Then Alwar walking, at one point he could feel somebody following him. Then he looked back, he saw 30 feet high Hanuman behind him. Then what happened? The Hanuman said that you don't believe the Lord having fever, but I am Hanuman, Lord sent me personally to explain to you that it's true that Lord having fever. So you please come back and wait. After 15 days, he will give darshan. But Alwar said, no, I don't care. If I am a real devotee, Lord should give me darshan now. So he didn't listen. He didn't listen to Hanuman, he did not go back. He said, no, I must go, otherwise commit suicide. So while he was talking to this Hanuman, so he forgot which direction he was going. In the middle of the forest, instead of going to south, he started walking towards the western side. And walking, it's only 2 kilometers, this ocean, but 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers, 20 kilometers, there's no ocean coming. And as more time passing, and his suffering from separation increasing, how I could not see my Lord, and he's feeling so much separation from the Lord, that Lord could not control himself. At one point, Lord Jagannath just manifested in his Narayan form, just manifested there to pacify, because his devotee feeling so much separation and pain, that Lord could not tolerate it anymore. So that's why 20 kilometers far from that place, that is known as Alarnath, because it's born Alwarnath. He was Alwarnath, now it's known as Alarnath. When Rathatra, before Rathatra 15 days, Jagannath will do this fever pastime. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go and stay there in Alarnath. And when first time he went, he offered his obeisances. Also stone melted and his full body print is there in Alarnath also. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की समेत भक्तवृंदा की निताई गौर सदनात्मानंदे।